This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Terrell Suggs says Big Ben Roethlisberger, his most underrated quarterback. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. Was Big Ben underrated? The phone lines have exploded. We'll get to Yin's in a couple of minutes. The Drew Brees one is close, Doran. I think that I would nudge Ben above because he won two championships. And if there's a tie, you go to the guy who's got more rings. I think that's probably a pretty fair way to do it. They both had 53 game-winning drives. Only Tom Brady and Peyton Manning had more. Brady with 58, Manning with 54, then Brees and Roethlisberger tied with 53. And I think the reason that I consider them to be pretty close comps is because they both had Hall of Fame head coaches. And people spare me, Tomlin will one day be in the Hall of Fame. Doesn't mean he's the right guy for the job. Mike Sullivan may well wind up in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Doesn't mean that they weren't right to move on from him. I just think it's a fact. Tomlin will get in. Cowher got in.
Yes.
I think Sean Payton will probably get in.
Yes.
Won a ton of games. Won a Super Bowl. He's not done. Tomlin not done. But Brees had some losing seasons. Ben did not. Ben has an extra ring. I think you do got to ultimately go with Ben.
Ben did it with one team, too, if you want to factor it in. I don't know if that really matters, but he did it with one team.
Yeah, he didn't. He, meaning Brees, didn't hit the ground running the way that Ben did. I mean, they drafted Phillip Rivers over him. Mm-hmm. So obviously he wasn't a massive home run success story at the start, whereas Ben won a million games as a rookie. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I do think Ben clears Brees. And if you're putting Ben in that conversation and then putting him ahead of him, I don't know, is that how people outside of Pittsburgh view Roethlisberger, that he's a better quarterback than Brees?
Probably not.
Brees was so accurate. Again, same thing with Rivers. Like, could Ben have won with Sean Payton?
Yes.
Yes. I think he might have driven Sean Payton nuts. Like, Russell Wilson was running around doing his whole thing kind of on his own, and that drove Sean Payton nuts. I think it would be the same thing with Ben, and I think those personalities may have meshed like oil and water.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the saying?
I think so.
Oil and water?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Ben could have won there. I don't know that Brees wins behind the Steelers' offensive line in 2008 and 2010. Shall we go to Ron?
Yes.
Let's go to Ron in Monongahela. Hello, Ron.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I think he's definitely underrated. I think he leads the NFL in 500-yard games in the history of the NFL. I think he has four of them.
Yeah.
Passing over 500 yards. But the big question I have for Pittsburghers is, with Bradshaw or Ben in the big game?
Oh, man. What are you doing to us, Ron? Thank you. It's got to be Bradshaw.
Got to be Ben.
Bradshaw won multiple MVPs.
In a big game?
Super Bowl MVPs.
In a big game? Who had better weapons?
I mean, you had two Hall of Fame wide receivers, and you had a Hall of Fame running back.
Right.
Great center.
Yes.
Really good line.
Yes, defense too.
Hall of Fame defense.
Coach.
The thing about Bradshaw, which is why I'd always nudge him above Ben, is that he did win an MVP. Like, his numbers obviously don't hold up to modern times.
Yeah, but he won an MVP whenever the competition at quarterback that usually probably win MVPs in the 70s, it wasn't like Ben's was.
Yeah, but you're comparing him.
Staubach.
Sure, you're comparing guys to their peers, though, in that era. And he was the best quarterback of that era. Ben wasn't. And you're right, the competition better now, or when Ben was
just saying, like, I'm somewhat of a NFL historian. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't name that many quarterbacks that were that good back in that time. I can't, like, can you name three or four?
Well, to the caller's point, with the 500-yard games, Ben does have the most in NFL history. He's the only one with three. Which is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 6 touchdowns in those 2 games back-to-back against the Ravens and Colts. I just think, you know, Ben's a great player. But when you go relative to the sport at the time, winning an MVP matters to me. And he has 4 rings. You're right. I mean, most talented roster in NFL history. Anybody get to debate that? People who are around during the time can call us at 412-928-9370 and tell us who they'd rather have, Ben or Bradshaw. But if you're putting Ben in that conversation with a guy who won 4 championships, multiple Super Bowl MVPs, and a league's MVP, then, I mean, he's not underrated then, right? Like, 412-928-9370. It's a tough conversation to have in town.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves Ben. And especially now that you haven't had him for a few years, you realize that, really? Oh my God, they suck without him. Sean in Rochester, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller.
Thank you.
Hey, I'd have to take Ben, man. If you think about it, the dude freaking broke his nose, got his face smashed in and won a playoff game, and probably had the best throw in Super Bowl history to Santonio Holmes. So I got to take Ben.
All right, so Ben, underrated? Overrated?
No.
Properly rated?
I think he's underrated, but I guess he's definitely top 10 of all time, in my opinion.
Who would you take? Are you saying you would take Ben over Bradshaw or Ben over Breeze?
Well, look at it this way. The rules were a lot different in Bradshaw's era compared to Ben's era.
Right.
But Ben's a freaking beast. You put Ben back in Bradshaw's era, I think he would thrive.
Yes. You know what? Ben would absolutely have been able to cut it back then. There's no doubt. He's a total throwback.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ben's era, you know, at least the first portion of his era, was closer to the 70s than it is now. Like, you could actually hit quarterbacks and get hit, like, in the 2010 era, in mid-2000s. Like, it wasn't like it is now where you can't breathe on a quarterback.
Ben could have played in any era, and Bradshaw probably could have, too. That's the cool thing about those two Steelers quarterbacks is that they were football players.
Yeah.
Not just pretty boys, pat the ball, go through your progressions, duck whenever a hit's coming your way. No, those guys were tough sons of guns.
I'd have loved to play with Bradshaw.
Well, you wouldn't be hosting this radio show. You might be dead. Roger Staubach, Fran Tarkenton, Ken Stabler, Bob Greasy, all in the Bradshaw era. I've already combed over a few lists that have, you know, Bradshaw either 1 or 2, with Staubach being the number 1.
Yeah.
But, you know, for his time, you're in that conversation, and Ben was in the conversation in his time. Ben just never won an MVP. I'm splitting hairs. We don't need to yell at each other about it. I'm going Bradshaw.
Who's yelling?
I guess just me.
What? I didn't say a word. I didn't say one word.
Well, you did the thing. Well, I'm a football historian, Crowley.
I just couldn't. I mean, compared to this era.
It's a Monday.
Compared to Ben's era, there's better quarterbacks that are Hall of Famers mm-hmm. than whenever in the 70s era.
Well, and you played against the GOAT. Tom Brady.
Yeah. Manning.
Peyton Manning.
So, Favre.
So Ben was Ben third? Is Ben a better player than Aaron Rodgers, who has four MVPs?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I would take Ben over Rodgers. Yes.
Rodgers beat Ben.
Okay.
One time. Super Bowl.
Right. Ben got there three times.
That was a big game.
It was. It was close.
The biggest game. Yeah, but Ben threw a couple of picks in that one. Aaron Rodgers was dicing him up, slicing and dicing. He's
never been back.
So is Ben better than Marino? Marino never won a Super Bowl.
If I'm going off of my structure of do I have to win a game with 1 minute to drive the field, game-winning drive, I'm going Marino.
Someone texted, what?
I'd go Marino.
To win a game over Ben?
Yeah.
How? He didn't win a Super Bowl.
In my...
He was a better pure passer. If you say you'd take Marino, you have to take Rodgers. Quick release. They've got all the attributes. Marino didn't run around. Rodgers does. I mean, if you want to watch two guys throw the football in a picturesque way, pure passers of the football, those guys are very comparable to mm-hmm. me.
Yes.
But Rodgers won four MVPs, won Super Bowl. Marino won Jack.
Okay, but...
To win a game, you got to pick
Rodgers,
Ben.
Rodgers is out there losing to Jimmy Garoppolo a couple times, too. So
yeah, Rodgers at the end, much like Ben at the end,
right.
didn't win enough playoff games. Rodgers still has an opportunity. If he would come to Pittsburgh, where they've been winning a ton of playoff games of late, could really add to that resume.
So wait, you're saying that, so say Dan Marino played, I think, until he was 40. So would you take Dan Marino whenever he's 40 or Aaron Rodgers right now whenever he's 40 to play for the Steelers?
I'd take Dan Marino right now to play over Rodgers.
Like if you got to pick tomorrow, who got to come here?
See, I would take Marino. That'd be fun to watch. He looked good in that commercial with all the old-timers the other day.
Saying whenever he was 40.
Plus, he's an actor. I don't know! Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You know, Bradshaw, a texter writes in, Bradshaw would call his own plays. Yeah, no question. That's how you did it back then. Ben would argue he drew up a lot in the dirt as well. Look where we've gone on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Loosey-goosey, talking quarterbacks, 412-928-9370. I think Marino the better player, but if you're talking about winning a game, I got to go with Ben in all his fourth quarter comebacks and his two Super Bowl rings. And people knock Ben for having the lowest quarterback rating for a winning quarterback in a Super Bowl. They don't get there in 05 without the way Ben played in the playoffs. He was great at the beginning of that Colts game. He had one of the best games of his career in the AFC Championship against the Broncos, and he led them back against the Bengals. Like if there was a Conn Smythe, where you just took a playoff MVP. Ben would have been the playoff MVP in my eyes in 2005.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.